Operation Better, Cheaper Internet cleared another hurdle last week. The Department of Natural Resources and Alaska Power and Telephone reached an agreement over the underwater easement for a fiber optic cable from Juneau. AP&T says the project will greatly improve internet speed and capacity in Haynes and Skagway. Faster access and looser data caps in the Upperland Canal mean positive impacts to businesses, healthcare providers, and schools, not to mention faster internet for residential users. Simply put, it's a bigger window to the outside world for everybody.
I'm excited to see what this will do for learning opportunities for our students.
That's Sam McFeeters, the technology teacher for the Haynesboro School District. He says access to greater bandwidth will have huge implications for students and teachers.
With the growing idea of having online courses and interactive websites and apps that are driven by online content, it's very important that we have a solid internet connection for the schools.
Among the many needs for bigger, better web access, McFeeder says are language applications, teleconferencing, and independent learning lessons and classes, all of which require a lot of bandwidth. DNR released a notice last week announcing the agreement and requesting public comment. The 86-mile undersea fiber optic cable will connect Haynes and Skagway with the line that links Juneau to the outside world. AP&T will pay the state just over $35,000 annually for the use of the underwater property for the cable. According to the agreement, the DNR's Division of Mining, Land, and Water agreed on a 25-year private, non-exclusive easement for approximately 313 acres of state tidelands and submerged lands for the cable. Mike Garnett is the Chief Operations Officer for AP&T. He says the decision came down a couple of weeks ago after the department received the determination from the Attorney General's office.
The next step is to go through the public notice process, and that's probably about a 30-day window. And then after that is probably another 30 days before the DNR gives us a permit.
Garrett says this quest for improved internet access started in September 2014 and has gone through two or three public comment periods with no one voicing objection. After the permit is issued, Garrett says the process of scheduling vessels to actually lay the cable will start, but he says they're waiting to make sure the decision announced by DNR will stand before finalizing plans. He says the hope is to have the cable resting on the seafloor of Lynn Canal by this fall and the proverbial switch flipped by the end of the year. Besides faster, more abundant service, Garrett says customers can expect rates to fall, too. He says ideally, more expansive internet will also connect to the cellular realm.
We'll be able to provide capacity to cellular carriers, so they would be able to have better throughput and provide better cellular service and LTE service as well. So not only on the wired side would we provide broadband, but we're hoping that the other cellular carriers will be able to have better service as well. They have to ask us, sell it to them, but we provide transport for most of them at this point. We have more available.
In Skagway, after the last cruise ship season, AP&T was approached by AT&T and asked to carry its cellular traffic. Cell service and data accessibility are often bogged down when cruise ships dock in Skagway. With up to 10,000 passengers a day posting selfies and Facebook updates, locals are often left with little or no service. As for Skagway's bustling tourism industry, improved internet and cell service means better business practices and happier locals and guests. Here's Tourism Director Cody Jennings.
We're thrilled at the idea that this is going to go forward. We've been struggling the last few years with connectivity issues, so this little bump's really going to make a difference for our visitors as well as our community here, just getting business transactions done.
The service could also potentially reach Whitehorse and the rest of the Yukon if providers there reach out to AP&T. Currently, though, Garrett says there are no plans to make that investment. The line will come ashore near Lutac Inlet in Haynes and in Smuggler's Cove in Skagway. In May, the Skagway Borough Assembly voted to okay the easement in the cove. Garrett says the new fiber optic cable will provide unlimited capacity.
We'll have, you know, services similar to what they would find in larger urban areas. It'll take a little bit of time for prices to get down as far as you might find, like in Seattle or Tacoma, but that's our goal eventually.
Skagway's AP&T manager Darren Belizel told KHNS last year that the current system used to provide internet service through AP&T, called the Southeast Alaska Microwave Network, could be maxed out in 3 to 5 years. So it would seem that the improved service will come just in time. Public comments can be emailed to david.gann@alaska.gov. That's david.gann@alaska.gov before March 28th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.